Hey, welcome back to Women's Wellness Radio. We're so happy to have you back again. And if you're a new listener, thanks for joining us. Today, we're talking about increasing sex drive with herbs with our guest, Amanda Furby. So Amanda is actually my neighbor here in Portland, my business neighbor, at the herb shop right down the street from my clinic. So I invited her on to share some of her expertise in the herbal world, and then she'll share a little bit more about her business too, because it's super cool. So Amanda Furby started listening to her heart in 2009 when one wild adventurer from the East Coast to the West Coast led her into her journey with herbal medicine. Her entire life, she had had a firm belief in the power of the plant and what its purpose could represent to herself and others and the community. She started herbal training through the herb shop established by Dr. J.J. Purcell in August 2010. She also soaked up as much knowledge as possible through Rosemary Gladstar's herbal certification course, and she also learned from her coworkers and through helping her customers on a day-to-day basis. In less than a year, she knew that that was exactly what she wanted to do, and she and Dr. J.J. Purcell started collaborating on ideas how to expand the herb shop in such areas as production, community building, and education. That led to, in February 2014, Dr. Purcell and Amanda Furby opened the doors of the Herb Shop Pharmacy and Learning Center. Their goal is to provide effective and high-quality herbal supplements to the community and to help educate everyone. So welcome, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So let's just dive in. What is this word libido? What does libido mean?
Well, libido is, I guess in general terms, it's basically your sex drive, or, you know, the sexual desire that you have. It's the energy, you know, behind that sex drive that, you know, is a large component in our life instinct. You know, it goes into animals, it goes into, you know, humans. It's something that is embedded, you know, into us, you know, from the time we're born, really, and can be, you know, affected and altered in many different ways and with many different things.
Okay, so it's basically our sex drive, and that really is a pretty innate thing that we as humans and human animals have, we'll share with every other animal. That I like to think of it as this innate desire. That's pretty important. So I'm wondering, Amanda, like, what do you see? You're working in an herb shop, you know, most days of the week. Like, do you see people coming in asking about help with libido quite a bit?
We do. I mean, men and women, you know, it can be a really touchy subject, but it's, you know, it's definitely something, you know, not to be ignored, and, you know, it's a part of our life, and it's how we, you know, procreate, and that's how we, you know, engage with our partners. And, you know, it can be a really touchy and emotional subject, but we have lots and lots of customers that are, you know, concerned with that and wanting to learn how they can increase that and how they can change that and how their desire can grow and be, you know, something that is, you know, a passionate part of you know, who they are and what they do with their partner.
Mm. Yeah, you're right. It isn't a subject that everyone goes around talking about, but I think it's a huge complaint of people. Maybe that they're not verbalizing, but you know, they kind of privately verbalize, both men and women on different, you know, different parts of sexuality. Whether it's like, are they achieving orgasm? Do they just not have the desire to have sex? Are they too tired? So yeah, it's a big issue. And one thing you're going to talk to about today is aphrodisiacs, which is such an amazing word. I think of oysters. I don't know, potions. What is an aphrodisiac?
So an aphrodisiac can come in many forms as well. I mean, it can be your food, it can be your drinks, it can be, you know, an herb or, you know, a supplement. It basically is going to help to stimulate the sexual, you know, desire. And I mean, really basically what it's doing is typically relaxing the body, releasing endorphins, and creating blood flow in the body. So therefore, you know, all of those parts can flow together and have an ebb and flow. And, you know, these aphrodisiac foods, which there's so many foods and herbs that can be considered an aphrodisiac. Well, you mentioned, you know, oysters, and that's definitely a really big one that's, you know, more commonly known things like chocolate, you know, things like watermelon, you know, a lot of your fruits and vegetables, or mainly fruits more than vegetables, can be definitely aphrodisiacs. Strawberries, pomegranates, figs, a lot of, you know, seeds as well, like avocados and kind of your rich fatty things, pumpkin seeds, pine nuts, things along those lines, all can be aphrodisiacs, as well as spicy things, you know, spicy peppers, you know, again, those open up all those, that blood flow and get things moving around. So when you're thinking about, you know, what is an aphrodisiac, it's good to think about, you know, those things that release endorphins as well as can stimulate, you know, that's a lot of what our libido is being stimulated. And then you can look at, you know, things such as herbs, and I know we'll touch on this, you know, a whole lot more, and there are some that are targeted more towards men and some that are targeted more towards women and some that can be used universally across, you know, both sexes as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're going to get more specific, but I like this broader conversation. What is it? You know, something that relaxes the body. We're going to talk more about that. You have to be relaxed to be able to enjoy sex and have orgasm, get some blood flow going. You think about blood flow to the sexual organs as being a pretty important part of sexual performance and that kind of thing. And I love the image of, like, figs and strawberries. It's like the traditional image of, like, you're laying on a couch, you know, being fanned and eating figs, and it's, you know, so romantic. And I'm thinking, like, you know, a lot of these things are seeds. Or that are seeds, they have so much nutrients. And often in nature, you know, what looks like something will feed something. So if you think about feeding our testes organs, which we both men and women have, things like seeds have a lot of nutrients to feed our seed, so to speak.
Mm-hmm, so that's, definitely.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I wanted to mention, I remember this recipe, I'll just share this and then we'll move forward. There's a website called Bulletproof Exec, and they have this recipe. I think it's called Bulletproof Ice Cream, and it's like a homemade ice cream with, like, tons of egg yolks and fat. And supposedly, like, as soon as you eat it, you'll want to go have sex.
All the good stuff is in there, right?
Yeah. I can't really eat eggs, so I never made the recipe. But if you want to go try some homemade Bulletproof ice cream, you can check that one out. Maybe I'll leave the link on the show notes for everybody. So cool. You're an herbal expert. Tell us about some herbs for men and women for the libido.
Yeah. So there's, you know, one of the major things with, you know, libido and, you know, maintaining that is also maintaining, you know, your hormone check levels and how, you know, your estrogen and your testosterone are balanced, because when one's out of whack, that's often when our libido is off. And I'll touch on this briefly, too, as well as talk about herbs, but there's many other things that kind of go along with, you know, keeping your libido in check. And that can be, you know, you talked about stress, but it can also be your confidence and trust levels, and then, like, your anxiety with your partner. Things such as, like, maintaining a good physical exercise that increases sex drive, having a good diet, and then, you know, really balancing out having your toxic levels, you know, maintained as well. You know, like, if you're constantly smoking or drinking, then your body's going to be detoxifying those things. And so that's important to think about when it comes to taking herbs and increasing your libido. But a few that are really, really great herbs for helping with that, one would be maca. And maca is, you know, delicious. It's yummy. It has kind of a sweet, nutty flavor to it. It's something that you can, you know, put into foods and chocolates as well. And it also has a nice energy boost to it. Traditionally, it was used with the Spaniards, and they would use it with the horses that were had infertility problems up in the Andes. So that was interesting. I started noticing, you know, hey, you know, my horses, you know, that's back in the day, that was their, you know, stable moving force. You know, how they got from A to B and how they carried things. So, you know, their horse, you know, needed to be happy and needed to be, you know, put into that sexual, you know, increase of activity as well. And so, you know, maca is something that's been used for a long time with men and women. It's also a great one that was used for trade and things like that as well. Another one is ashwagandha, and that's one that's been used in Ayurvedic medicine, which is Indian, you know, traditional Indian medicine. And that one is one that's, you know, men and women can also use it. It's also known as an adaptogen, but it's, you know, known for restoring the libido and restoring that sexual, you know, drive and stamina. And it also has been known to strengthen the quality and the quantity as well of the sperm. Another Ayurvedic medicine that has been used is Shatavari, and that one is tends to go a little bit more towards women's health. It helps, again, with restoring the libido and reproductive health. It's also really been recognized in menopause and, you know, helping with things like vaginal dryness and things along that as well. And probably one of my favorite is Damiana, and it's a real light aphrodisiac. It's more like a mood enhancer. It's definitely, you know, lifts the spirits and, you know, kind of releases and relaxes the body, which is oftentimes one of the larger causes, you know, within, you know, reducing libido or increasing libido is to be able to relax the mind and the body. So it's a really great one within that. And then kind of another one that's been known for a really long time is Yohimbe, and that one is known as the wild animal in the cage. So you can kind of use your imagination with that one, but that one definitely has been known to release all kinds of, you know, stimulation and, you know, really get the blood flowing and really just, you know, give you that extra stamina that you're looking for with an aphrodisiac.
Okay, so I'm going to recap for a minute, and then we'll talk about kind of the product that, because this is a lot of new words maybe for some people. And then you have a product that has a lot of these in it. The first one is maca, which is from the Andes, and it's kind of an energy booster, has a nice flavor to add to other things. Second one is ashwagandha, which is an Ayurvedic herb that can be good for stamina and sperm quality, and it's kind of all-around energy. Shatavari is another Indian herb, I believe, more for women, can be used for vaginal dryness, menopause, fertility. And Damiana is a mood enhancer, I guess, light loosens you up, it sounds like. And the last one you mentioned is Yohimbe, is that how I pronounce it?
Yohimbe, yes, Yohimbe.
Okay, and you said that's more of a real kicker, that's stimulating, gets some blood flow going, gets the stamina going. Cool.
Yeah, also, that one's known as the wild animal. The wild
okay.
animal in the cage.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put all the names on the show notes so that people can go back and review. And then you've got a product you guys sell that has, I think, a number of these in it. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we make a product called Light My Fire. It is a libido, you know, tonic that's good for men and for women. It basically increases circulation to the pelvic region and increases sensitivity and also aids in erections. This is, you know, something that you can use together. It's super yummy. It has cacao and, you know, all of these good things that taste really, really pretty delicious. The maca and the cacao really make a big difference. But it's something that you would take, you know, 1 to 2 dropperfuls, 3 times, you know, per day. It can be used as a general maintenance if you're having a long, you know, term effect, but it also is something that if you're just looking to kind of, you know, spice up your evening, it's a really nice one to add to that also.
Cool. And I'm glad you gave the dosage because I think people often underdose on tinctures. You're talking about.
I agree.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I took a few drops of that one. Like, yeah, those little 1 ounce bottles don't last very long.
Yeah. They don't. They're kind of like, you know, getting it in the system and like filling it out and, you know, especially for acute situations, which I'm sure you recognize with all your patients. Sometimes it's a matter of getting in the motion of like, okay, this is something I need to take for a really long time. So, yeah.
Yeah, buy the 1 ounce to try it out. And if it's a fit, you know, you're not having any negative reaction. And you've got to dedicate, usually we say, 3 months in herbal medicine to really see if something's, you know, to really see your long-term results.
Right, yeah, definitely.
And there's another subject I'd love to talk about. You guys put out a newsletter recently, and we'll tell people more about how to get on your newsletter, but it said that being that our largest sex organ is our brain, it's no wonder that if we are somewhere else mentally and emotionally, libido tends to be low and sexual performance suffers. Depression, anxiety, and stress can really put a damper on overall libido and one's ability to feel comfortable enough to be with another person in such an intimate and vulnerable situation. And yeah, you said a lot there. And I really find with my clientele, it's not like they don't want to be with their partner. They're just exhausted or, you know, they're having some kind of, they're feeling down about their body or their health, and they're having trouble getting in the mood. I'm going to ask you more about the herbal piece, but I wanted to share, there's an author, Jill Blakeway. I'm not going to remember the name of her book right now, but she's an acupuncturist, and she has a book about libido. And one thing she suggests as far as getting your brain into the game is, you know, if you work all day, busy, and you don't think about sex at all, then you're probably not going to want to have sex when you collapse in bed at 10 p.m. So keeping that kind of dialogue, sexuality going on during the day, whether it's exercising, like you mentioned, that gets your testosterone up, or doing something fun and taking some of these relaxing herbs you mentioned, maybe texting your partner, you know, saying you're looking forward to seeing them, whatever it is, whatever's your cup of tea, just investing a little more mental energy into being a sexual being so that when the time comes, you're more primed. So I wanted to mention that. And, yeah, Amanda, would you share more about herbs for stress and anxiety that people could try?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, stress, anxiety, and depression, they all kind of go hand in hand, often anyways, and they, you know, it's probably one of the largest groups of herbs that, you know, we have across the board, which is great and amazing because there's some that are a little heavier, some that are a little lighter, some a little more joyful than others. So there's lots and lots of herbs, and typically they fall into what we call a nervine. So nervine is something that treats the nervous system. So, again, those fall into the anxiety and the stress and the depression, you know, category. And a few herbs, you know, that you can think about, they can be as simple as lavender. And lavender is something that, you know, not only is, you know, great with, like, the volatile oils that come off of it and, you know, they increase your senses, as well as it has a nice relaxing property to it. Things like lemon balm, which, again, you know, has a nice volatile oil to it. So, again, you know, very sensual and it goes through your senses as well as it calms the nervous system down. Damiana, which we talked about earlier, is, you know, a great, you know, relaxing herb as well as, you know, calms the nerves, relieves anxiety. And then it also has that nice, like, euphoric property, so it has a little bit of that, you know, uplifting and things of that nature. There's also herbs such as California poppy and, you know, the list kind of goes on and on and on with things that, you know, we can treat these particular situations. Chamomile is another one that's a pretty common one that you can find, and that's a great stress reliever. Make a big bath of lavender and rose petals and chamomile, and not only are you inviting your senses to be engaged, it's also calming your system from the inside out. So those are just a few. I could definitely give you a much longer list if you'd like one, but those are kind of some common ones that you see from day to day. And we have, you know, lots and lots of tinctures and tea blends that can help, you know, treat that specifically. There's one that we use, one of my favorite ones because it's very fast-acting, And it's called Relaxation Now, and that one is great for acute anxiety or stress. So let's say you know that this big night's coming with your sweetie, and you know that it's making you nervous for one reason or another. That might be another really great option for, you know, go ahead and relax your body and your mind before you're getting into, you know, that one-on-one time.
Cool. So you're mentioning kind of nervines that are relaxing, and earlier you talked about ashwagandha, which is an adaptogen. Maybe we can talk more about what that means. That is more for that exhaustion and, you know, rebuilding the body. Can you talk a little bit more about that herb or that in that category of herbs?
Yeah, absolutely. Ashwagandha, well, let's go back. An adaptogen is basically an herb that's going to read your body and say, okay, this person is totally exhausted and fatigued and they need energy. Or it can do the opposite and read your body and say, whoa, this person is way overstimulated. We need to, like, simmer down and calm down just a little bit. And so it has the ability to read your body and provide for your body whether you need to be relaxed or you need to be energized, which is pretty amazing that an herb can do that. Adaptogens, you know, that's kind of a general category, but ashwagandha fits into that particular category. And so, again, you know, that's another reason why it's really great, you know, aphrodisiac, because, again, it's going to relax your body where you need to relax, but it's going to stimulate kind of when you need to be stimulated as well.
Cool. Yeah, whenever I'm explaining that to a client, I always feel like I sound like I'm full of it. The herb is that what you need. I'm going to have to get a little more scientific. It's hard to believe. But, yeah, there's some pretty, as you know, as being an herbalist, like, herbs are pretty incredible.
They are. They are. It's kind of like Yara with bleeding or not bleeding, you know, and people just, like, yeah, I think it's more, you know, working with the herbs than seeing it yourself. And, you know, experimenting how amazing and powerful the body is and in combination with an herb and what that herb can read that your body needs. So, yes, I get that very well.
Yeah, and you guys do a nice job at the shop of advising. I'm glad we've talked about how much to take and how long to take it, because I think people will spend money on stuff and not really know what they're taking and not take enough. So, So you guys provide a great resource. So let's talk more about that. Tell us about your locations and what you offer and your website.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the Herb Shop off of Hawthorne here in Portland, Oregon. It started in 2005 by Dr. J.J. Purcell, and she is a naturopath. All of our formulas are formulas that she's created and worked with her patients, you know, really the last almost going on 10 years at this point. She is, you know, a truly passionate woman about herbs and being able to help and educate the community, and has, you know, created this amazing company. And now we have three locations. So we've got, you know, the Hawthorne, which is our, you know, baby and founder. It was originally on Burnside and moved over to Hawthorne a few years ago. And then we opened our Brooklyn, New York store, which was really exciting to go, you know, coast to coast and really help educate, you know, the Brooklyn area. There, you know, wasn't really much of anything out there at that time. And, you know, so to kind of come in on the front of the curve, if you want to call it that. And it's been really amazing to see that shop grow and to, you know, help educate that part of the world. Or part of the U.S. anyways. And then we opened our newest location, which is off of Mississippi, right over there by you, and that is where I'm part owner of. And, you know, it's the face of, you know, North Portland, and it helps to reach out to St. John's and the west side a little bit, and also our production facility where we make our product line and distribute out to local practitioners in the area, local retailers such as Shebop, and, you know, our own, you know, facilities as well, our own retail shops, the herb shops across the U.S., and we have, you know, a retail presence there as well, so you can come and pick up anything you want there and, you know, create your own blend based on, you know, what you would like as well. We've got, you know, close to 200 tinctures and, you know, 100 plus herbs, so you can kind of create what you want, which is the beauty of it. And, you know, stop on at any time and, you know, see what we have, see what we have to offer.
Yeah, and you do classes and internships too, right?
We do, absolutely, yeah. We, you know, part of opening the Mississippi location was to be able to really expand, you know, our classroom space and our education, you know, part of that. And, you know, we have a constant flow of practitioners that are coming into all of our locations, and, you know, some are new, trying to educate themselves and, you know, or educate others and get their, you know, name out to the community as well. And so, you know, we've opened our space up, you know, to have an affordable rate so people can come in and, you know, make an introduction to the community through us, and, you know, so we can help to educate anybody and everybody that wants to know about herbs or herbally related things, or, you know, nutrition and how nutrition and herbs work together, and exercise, and, you know, pretty much anything that you can imagine, from meditation to, you know, how herbs work and how to make an herb, how to do, and we have a how-to series that we'll pick back up in the springtime. And yeah, so it's fun and it's educational and all. It's lighthearted and not, you know, so expensive that your brain hurts all the time, but just like little snippets of information. And then JJ also does an herbal certification course through Rosemary Glamstar, which we kind of briefly talked about. And we do that once a year. It's a 9-month course, and, you know, folks can come and, you know, work with JJ. She's so wonderful with teaching, you know, hands-on and, you know, really getting to the nitty-gritty of how the body works from, you know, a naturopathic point of view versus just like reading a medical, you know, journal or trying to decipher through all the lingo of that. And then we also have, you know, interns, and our interns are lovely. I mean, and they, you know, come in and they donate their time, and, you know, we help educate them with, you know, the customers that are coming in, and, you know, not only that, but just the tactile, you know, texture and smell and touch and identifying a plant, you know, even in a dry form or outside, and being, you know, able to take that knowledge and grow with that into whatever their herbal passion may be.
Cool. Yeah, every time I go there, there's like an intern at the desk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we rotate them about every 12 weeks. And, you know, we have a few that like to stay for a really long time, and that's okay. We love that, too. So we're really, really, really grateful for all of our interns and everybody that has volunteered their time over the years.
Yeah, I appreciate your model, because there's so many of us practitioners, and there just aren't really that many like herb shops, and, you know, there's just a room for a lot more variety in this marketplace. So just, you know, it's nice to see that offering that people can just stop by and be like, do you have anything for anxiety? And they can just talk to someone knowledgeable and try some new tea. It's great.
Yeah. You know, I think that that's kind of, you know, again, the exciting part is, you know, they can come in and they can create their own blend for themselves or, you know, for their patients. And we're fortunate enough that our, you know, database can hold that information. So we have lots of practitioners that call and give us, you know, a prescription for their, you know, patients, and, you know, we can save it and they can come back and get it. And it's not like this hassle of them having to hang on to a piece of paper or trying to find a location to, you know, to do that or have that created or made in case practitioners don't have that readily available.
Oh, yeah, nice. And then, see, so you mentioned you're in Brooklyn, New York, and Portland, Oregon. Tell us about your website and any online offerings you have.
Yeah, so currently we are merging all of our websites together. You can always go to theherbshop.net or thspharmacy.com. You can go on there and see our classes. You can order products through theherbshop.net. And if you need something, you know, in the meantime, you can call us or email us at any particular point in time where we can get really anything that you need that we, you know, we sell or we can order shipped out to you. We ship all over the world currently, so that's really nice. But we will be building a pretty extensive website that has, you know, a really good breakdown and of all of our products and all of our bulk herbs coming soon to the future.
Right on. Cool. Well, we'll look out for that, and we'll share that link on the show notes. And Amanda, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. And thanks to all our listeners. We appreciate you tuning in. If you're enjoying the show, you can go to iTunes Podcasts and give us a rating. Tell us what you think. If you've got ideas for shows, you can contact me at bridgetdanner.com and just say, hey, I'd like to hear about this. We are totally open to your ideas. We are here to serve you. So thanks again, and we'll talk next week. Bye, everybody.